That was insane. I heard your click and I heard my click.
That's why I click really hard so you can hear it.
That's really great because, yeah, we do it on the click. Which, funny enough, there's like a scene in Call of Duty where it's the only problem like I have with that story is
they start a podcast in the middle of a war.
Yeah. And I'm just like, guys, don't you have like to defeat terrorists? No, there's one part where you have to disable a bomb. And I kept on messing up.
Oh, okay.
Because it was 3-2-1, and then they would say cut. But I would just do it at 1. I'd be 3-2-1, and I'd... Come on, dude. You know? Oh, man. That's my problem with that game. Hey, Kyle. What's up? We just started a Patreon not too long ago.
Yeah.
And that was a scary feeling.
Insanely scary. I hate just, you know, asking money from people in general, or like when people are offering money to me, I get weird and kind of and I can't speak. It's early this morning. I'm kind of ashamed when that happens. Like, you know,
it's a like because you put yourself out there in a different position. By the way, welcome to the Bad Bit Patreon podcast, where we just give you an update of how we're feeling in this month, kind of give you guys a heads up on what's going on, what's in our brains, and what our plans are for the next month ahead of us. So with that, putting yourself out there on Patreon is scary because it's
very scary.
Begging might even be the wrong word, but like it's scary because you're putting yourself out there in like a financial way, you know?
It's asking people to invest in us, basically what it is, which is... It's, you know, you get that added pressure of not wanting to have people's hard-earned money go to waste if we are shit in the bed, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Because it does rely on us. It's not like we're making a product you can go buy in a store or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's literally us to, like, do our thing and continue to allow us to continue to do our thing, which is really, I mean, I'm extremely honored and proud that we have... patrons that are willing to do that for us, but very scary because I don't want to mess it up now.
Exactly. There's like this new layer of responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, right now we're putting out the video portion of the show. Like, it just so you guys know, as of recording, this is Thursday, 10 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
And I'm still doing stuff for the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I fell asleep at like 2 last night making sure this was... processing, but I got so
when you went to sleep, I woke up on the couch because I fell asleep after we recorded. So,
but yeah, so like there's a lot of work that goes into the podcast, and I wanted to make sure, you know, when we started this, that our promises were realistic and we started slow, and that's why I really like the soft launch that we did because, you know, and I've been very open with people, like, we're going to add stuff. Bad Bit stuff will eventually, this is pretty much the Bad Bit Patreon, because in January or so, once I'm very comfortable with Bad Bit, that stuff's coming over here as well. So we wanted to make sure it was a step by step and not all at once.
Yeah.
So that not only did you understand the wording or the messaging, but we got the messaging right. And, I'm really proud of the support right now, man. It's crazy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, last week, I think it was. I don't know, because I had midterms. We were able to book our tickets to PAX.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I'm so excited. PAX is a really cool event for people who do video game content stuff like us, because that is where... Sure, they'll have some big players there like Microsoft and PlayStation and Nintendo, but you get all these really special smaller games that you can just kind of walk up and just experience for yourself. And the devs are there, and they're super excited to show off their game because they've put a ton of work into it. So I'm super excited to go officially now as the Trophy Room. Like, we're going for this.
Yeah,
I'm stoked.
Dude, and like, Sony has a huge presence there. Last year, I think they had, like, compared to the big three, I think they had the largest presence, maybe technically Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because Nintendo was kind of, like, split up, like, various parts.
Yeah. But like last year, they had Control, they had Crash Team Racing, they had, you know, the games like Rad and Days Gone, and it was pretty
all
big.
There at the booth, so you could play Mortal Kombat 11.
So
like we're really excited that we're gonna get to cover PlayStation stuff on the floor. I'm already getting ready of what the email looks like once we find out who's exactly going, that we can email and hopefully get some interviews for that as well.
Yeah,
it's just like, it's a weird feeling because last year I was only able to go because of the awesome people like Robbie Bobby Miller and Ted in the chat were very generous, and I was just like, well, I'm able to go here. And now, you know, last week I got emotional, you know, just getting, booking a hotel, a Ramada Inn. Shout out to Ramada Inn.
What up, Ramada? Get ready for the trophy room, boys.
They're That's coming. Right. Are you ready? Hope your continental breakfast is. Anyway, and which is a rule, by the way, Kyle.
Yeah.
I don't book a hotel if it doesn't have continental breakfast.
I mean, that's a good rule to live by.
That's what my father has always taught me. He's like, because you get a free breakfast. And I'm like, I think it's baked into the cost. So he's like, free breakfast, Joe.
Do they have one of those like pancake machines where you pull the lever and they're like?
I never know how to work those. I never do. But here's
I've never had a hotel. I haven't been at hotels a whole lot, so I don't even think I even attempted a pancake machine.
Yeah, I feel like I would just hold up the line. like you don't know how to. It's a waffle press. It's just you press it. I'm like, oh, how did you break it?
What's the combo to get this going?
Cut the wire, damn it! It's at cut, not at one. So yeah, no. It was weird. I got emotional, and then like I went downstairs to my brother. I'm just like, people believed in us to this extent. My brother, his only reply was, oh, cool. Like, fuck you, Dan. Yes. Put some respect on my name, you know?
Yeah, I can now, you know, when my parents be like, oh, you don't have to go do that show. You're not making any money from it. I was like, well, technically I'm not making any money from it, but people are supporting this show now, which is
but
super special.
The Ramada Inn, Ma. Have you booked a hotel at the Ramada? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Did you get a continental breakfast?
Do you know how to work a pancake machine? Because I need to know. Just let me know.
Please, show me. Actually, Ma, can you make me pancakes? So, yeah, no, it's an awesome experience. And now we can focus on other things like making the show better in terms of, like, how does a show work on the road, right? Yeah. That's now my thought of, like, how can we get... Make the content we want to make, because again, we're going to be interviewing a ton of devs, talking to a ton of devs. How do we make that into a show that is, you know, like consumable but like very enjoyable, and the audio quality, it won't be the best because we're on the road, but like how do we make that look the best we can and sound the best we can? That's what I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
So I just Patreon is a lot, man.
Yeah.
And so, we
want
to. Yeah.
Oh, no. Continue.
I was going to talk about the road to greatness.
Joe. I know. Simpatico right here. I was going to be like, well, because people are supporting us, what have they unlocked? What are we going to start doing for them?
So, at the $1 tier, this is what you get for the most part, right? Every month, we're going to shout you out on the trophy room. We have a segment called The Filibuster, right? Phil's right there. He's actually in the room. Phil, you want to say something? Sight! You fucking dork. Stay in your corner. Stay in your corner. You don't think I have another pen, but I do, Phil. You
Is that the new bit? What? Is you just throwing pens at a wall? excuse me. Throwing them at Phil?
Yeah. Well, I throw it at the wall right by his face.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I mean, because we don't have an HR for Phil to go to, so I guess he's kind of shit out of luck.
The fucked up thing is I'm HR.
Oh, damn. Never mind.
So that's where things get a little, things are like Gizmodo over there at the moment. Anyway, so it's to make a joke at other people's expense. Did you hear that shit? That's been, Jesus Christ. Bunch of old people. They always mess up everything. Anyway, get back to the point. At a dollar level, you get this show. You get a monthly shout out in a segment we call The Filibuster. And then... At the $5 tier, you get pretty much this show called The Road to Greatness, where we do deep dives on PlayStation games and we talk about them. So we're still finding out how that show works, and we're going to need your help to make that possible, just because we were going to make it a series of, like, Death Stranding gets 5 episodes, and then we were going to go to The Last of Us. The Last of Us would get X number of episodes, and then, like, Final Fantasy, and I think
we're going to end episode, each episode would have been, like, you know, level design and score and plot and thinking about it, that might have been a little too much, and I don't know how great of a quality it would be if you, you would get, like, a 20-minute podcast episode every week or whatever we were going to do.
And that was, and so we just decided, how about just at the end of the month, we just do a very big deep dive. Yep. The episodes are about probably the length of a Trophy Room, a little bit more, hour 30
minutes.
Just all
dedicated to these major games.
Just dedicated. So, like, we'll have a 20-minute chunk for, you know, level design. We'll have a 20-minute chunk for gameplay. We'll have a 20-minute chunk for, you know, all the things. I think that works out better, because what ended up happening was Last of Us 2 got delayed, and it kind of fucked up all the schedules for the show. And then we realized, as dumb creators, they're like, oh, wait, we can't have a show like this if things move like this. And the game industry, it moves so quickly, and things get pushed back. Things get moved forward sometimes. So, yeah, so we decided, once a month, we'll have the Road to Greatness, and every month is just a different game, a different deep dive, and a different generation. It's not just going to be PlayStation 4. I'd love to do some PlayStation 1 games, some PlayStation 2 games, 3 games. Hell, Vita, PSP games.
Ooh. Oh, you said the magic word with that Vita.
Yeah, we dive into our backlog of greatness. Man. Oh, my goodness.
So that being said, the first Road to Greatness is going to be on Death Stranding.
Yes. I showed you the artwork for that already.
Oh my God. I went to bed. I mean, I woke up in the couch over here at 3:30 in the morning. But then the moment I woke up, I looked over where my computer is sitting, and I remembered the image, and I started laughing hysterically again.
Hopefully, we'll see where Fiona is next week with it. Mm-hmm. But guys, gals,
I mean, as of right now, it's gold. I don't know how much more she can
put into it. I don't even know either. I need to learn Photoshop. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, same.
Oh, my God. That is just talent on another level. So, yeah, so this month we're making The Road to Greatness. It should be out at the end of November. For the patrons that are at, I believe, the $15 tier, we got stickers and stuff coming your way at the end of the month as well. Dude, these are awesome stickers. They're from a place called Sticker Mule.
Oh, okay.
It sounds weird, but guys, trust me, it's cool. They sent me, like, a samples of their stuff, and those stickers are dope. So you're gonna get, like, stuff that you can put on, like, your laptop, your iPhone, and stuff like that.
Do you have them nearby to show the people? Is this a video thing, or is this just...
No. Okay. This is when it comes, because kind of want...
Okay.
It's going to be like the Trophy Room logo like the Bad Bit Flame. But the problem is Adam Leonard is touching up the Bad Bit Flame.
Got it.
And so he's right now in the middle of Extra Life.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to bother him.
So I ordered the Trophy Room stickers. I don't want to bother him during Extra Life. So hopefully by the end of the month, you guys get those stickers out there. Because I would like one Bad Bit decal, one Trophy Room decal, and I would love the Death Stranding stickers. The thing is, you gotta print 50 of those. I think it's like the lowest denomination.
Oh my God.
So how do I explain to my friends and family that I have, you know.
Maybe we can make these as business cards and hand them out during PAX.
Here's my card. The baby is Kyle.
Oh God. Oh, yeah, so there you go. There's a little hint right there.
So yeah, it's great. And we're still thinking of ways of improving the Patreon. So if you guys have any thoughts, comments, concerns, please let us know. It's seriously how we push the show forward. But I really like what we've got so far.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm already thinking of ways of improving it and making it a little better. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really liking it.
I mean, we say it every week when we either before we record or during the recording. Mm-hmm. I just love sitting down with you, Joe, and just talking games every week. And the fact that people are love that too and want to support us and take us to that next level makes me super happy.
Yeah, it's awesome. And at the end of the day, like, it is a little scary when you put mm-hmm. yourself out there, but it's also super rewarding knowing that people are in it just as much as you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, they believe in it just as much as you, that they put their hard-earned money behind you as well, you know?
Yeah.
It's freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome. We're almost at goal numero two, and at goal number two, I put in there, you know, that means we'll be able to go, I believe, to PAX West. And yeah, so that would, and again, what that essentially does is it doesn't pay for everything. We're still putting down a large sum. It's mm-hmm. just helping getting the most important stuff out of the way, which maybe we should have covered a little bit more and better than talk about pancake machines and the Ramada Inn. But like, it essentially, if we got to the PAX West goal, it essentially is going to cover our airplane ticket to PAX mm-hmm. West and Seattle. We get to see the Space Needle. Is that what it's called, Space Needle?
Yeah, nice shot. Oh, cool. Wait, yes? Or is the Space Needle in Toronto?
Let's see. There's two of them?
I feel like Toronto also has a giant needle in it. Am I wrong here?
Fucking Canadians, man. Fucking get an original thought, you know?
No, but like Joe said, it's the important stuff, like, you know, hotels, so we're not living on the streets when we're going to these PAXs.
You're not almost robbed at an Airbnb like I am.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It is a Space Needle.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. In Toronto, Washington. In Seattle, Washington. Yeah.
But like, you know, obviously we're going to be applying for, you know, the press badges and stuff, mm-hmm. so that kind of helps, and we can use more of your Patreon money for more things like hotels, like you said, airplane for PAX West, or hopefully E3 if that's a possibility as well.
You
kind of get all that adult, like, necessary life things so we can actually survive out of the way.
But yeah, and I think like step three is I would like better audio equipment, and I already have some things in mind, and that stuff is also gradual as well. So I'm, dude, pumped, excited, and now all of a sudden there's something loud outside my window, and it's kind of rattling my house a little bit. So they need to decide.
Oh, I hear it. Yeah, maybe it's one of those aeroplanes flying overhead.
It's like maybe it's a dump truck. No, it has to be like something construction. That's great. We're not recording construction guy. That's cool.
This is why we record at night.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's the Bad Bit update. This month we're gonna still give you some awesome trophy room goodness. This week was phenomenal.
Yeah,
I truly think so. I re-listened to it because obvious editing, and I spent a good 5 hours on it. And then at the end, only kidding, I didn't. I spent a good, inside baseball, I only edit where I need to, because there was something Greg Miller always said, which was just like, I remember when he was editing the Game Over Greggy show, he's just like, I would edit out every breath or every And people really just act, at the end of the day, don't actually care. Because what you end up doing is the conversation sounds weird because no one's stopping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one's stopping. And at the end of the day, no one's going to give a shit if I have a jingle in my show or not. You know what I mean?
Though I would like that. All that matters is what's coming out of your mouth. And exactly. Speaking-wise. So.
Yeah. And sometimes it's shit. And I got to edit that out.
Or like me, who's someone who's always sick. Like, I'll take out the coughs. Yeah. Or I will.
That's
future.
A cool thing about us, Kyle, is that we're on a brain length. Like, we're like, you'll be like, you know, Jiminy is in the show right now.
Oh, God, Jiminy. Recurring not now. Guest. Not today, because it's during the day, and it's not the trophy room. He doesn't care about this. He's not a patron.
He's not on the Xbox drive. He doesn't give a shit.
You know what? Oh, man. I'm going to send a cricket to the Xbox drive. In Sean's car, you'll just hear cricket in the background.
Yep. No, sometimes you hear his blinker. You just, oh, I'm like, okay. Oh, you're making a right hand turn. So yeah, what was I saying? What was? Oh yeah, we're on like another like brain length because you save me time when I edit because you're like, oh yeah, I was coughing, so I took out coughs here, and I'm like, oh cool, no, you don't have to. Yeah. Jiminy was being loud. You edit out Jiminy. I don't hear Jiminy much on the show.
That's perfect.
And so like I'm just like, oh, all right, cool. And so sometimes I just take your word for it, and I'm just like, here it is. And then when I say sometimes, I mean all the time. And I just, there it is.
So most of the time you think I'm just insane, and there is no Jiminy? It's just on my end, in my head?
Well, here's the weird thing about editing. Someone that's better at it, please tell me. It's, like, I'll hear it when we're talking on the show.
Yeah.
So obviously your mic's picking it up. But then when you hear it over, and it's probably, like, some type of noise gate that's, like, default on whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't hear it as, like, or good. Sometimes as much or if at all.
Then what I'm doing on my end is working. So that's good for me.
Yeah. So, yeah, more Trophy Room stuff. We're going to do a Thanksgiving episode, of course, because not everybody is American. Most of the audience is, but not everybody. Mm-hmm. So you'll have something, if you're American out there, to listen to other than your racist uncle. He's talking about the good old days when everybody wasn't so sensitive.
Oh man, I don't have that for my family.
You don't have any of those?
I mean, we strictly just stay here at home and my aunt comes over. That's it. That's
so cool. My one uncle, and I didn't talk to him for a year after this, when Hurricane Sandy happened, he said, and I quote, it was from God. God did it. Mm-hmm. And he didn't feel bad for anybody that was living
in
South Jersey, because why would you buy property near the ocean?
Wow.
If you didn't want you. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm like, well, Richie, if you don't want to live with your mom, why don't you save up and you move out? Oh, I hate that guy so much, that son of a bitch. Anyway. Oh, I'll slap him something fierce.
With the drumstick.
With the drumstick. So you don't have to hear my Uncle Rich talk about how he's miserable.
You'll hear us, you know, talk about whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever is popping. We'll think of something.
Whatever is popping. Wow. Whatever is
popping.
Oh, man.
And then we'll have
youth injection right there.
Yeah, dude. Oh, well, that's what the kids are saying.
That's what I mean. Like, you just channeled your inner youth inside of you. It'd say popping.
Or else is Phil Spencer lying to me, or else he's getting the remote? He flinched when I did. So, yeah, man. Then another road to great, or the first road to greatness at the end of November. Let's just say the 30th. Play it safe.
Sure.
Yeah. If we haven't beaten Death Stranding by the 30th, it'll be earlier, but I want to make sure I beat these games before I talk about them.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and at the end of the day, Kyle, before we leave, and I'm sorry I kept you here like an extra 10 minutes.
That's fine.
You're having too much fun, to be honest. What do you think Death Stranding is at the end of the day?
Oh, man.
Like,
I don't know if I can put it into words yet, really.
Like, is this just an elaborate ruse?
There's so much symbolism probably staring at us right in our face.
Yeah.
And I am just not intelligent enough to pick up on it yet, really. Like, that baby's got to, is what, commercialism? Capitalism? Holding on to our youth? I don't know. It's...
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one. I like the holding on to the youth thing.
Yeah.
Well, could you tell the patrons, since this is Patreon exclusive, who you're meeting next week?
Yeah. So a mutual friend of ours, Mike Toundro, hit me up. He got an email from PlayStation. Don't know why he only got it and I didn't get one. Asking if he wanted to go meet Hideo Kojima next week in New York City as part of like the Death Stranding World Tour thing that he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he had a plus one, so I'm going to go and meet Kojima, which is insane.
That is it, like, do you know the day?
It will be
before or after the Trophy Room.
It's going to be before we record the trophy room. So next week's episode, I don't know when this will go live, but I will have met Hideo and hopefully maybe got him to do like a little bumper for the episode. Like, hey, this is Hideo Kojima. Yeah. You're listening to the trophy room. Get out of here, Phil. I don't know.
What if he, like, dude, I can't, like, because has he talked, like, English? Like, has he...
I believe, yeah. I mean, we've seen him on stage at E3, right?
Oh, that's true, right? Yeah. It's just so long ago. Now, Every time I see him, he's, like, speaking Japanese, and then, like, he has an interpreter there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure his English is not... Oh, no.
If it's not the case, AI can do the accent, or...
No.
I can do it. We're at watch right now. Or we get the interpreter... to do it. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, that'd be cool.
On behalf of
Hideo
Kojima. You're watching the trophy room.
Oh, man. That'd be something else. With Hideo just in the background. Ah!
No, he'll be talking to someone else. That's what he said. That's all I want.
That's great.
Like the fucked up thing, he speaks English perfectly fine. He just didn't want to do it, so he's just like turned around.
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right, Kyle. That has been the Bad Bit Patreon podcast. Again, first ever annual. I really like this flow. It was kind of chaotic. Yeah. We didn't have much planned. I like that. It's just
There's really no show notes for me to read.
I know, right? Can I say that I like when we do that? I like the show notes, dude. I'm really proud of them. I spent 3 hours working on them, I think. I spent more... Yeah, I spent, like, that whole afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, 2 hours.
Yeah. And also, you know, before we go, a little peek behind the curtain. I hate that Joe gets to do it because I'm usually teaching and I can't really do it. So when it comes to the drop, he always takes the game that I want. And I get so mad. But you know what? That's what I get. If I don't do it, then whatever. But
exactly. Uh-oh. My second screen. It just flashed for a second. Anyway, that's been the Bad Bit Patreon podcast. I hope you guys enjoy. I hope you guys have a vague idea what our roadmap is for the month of November. December is going to be crazy. I'm already planning stuff of how to get the Game of the Year show rolling. And I'm going to need your Patreon help for it. So... with that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, keep hunting, keep supporting. Most of all, keep playing PlayStation.